And it is time now to once again check with the city on the update. Of course, Aaron is out on maternity leave, so Mike Miller is joining us this morning. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, good. Glad to have you here this morning because it's nice to get updates on some of the things that are going on. And, of course, with Public Works, you guys have been busy, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. It never ends. It's a 24/7 operation.
You've got things upcoming this week and beginning of next week, but what kind of things have you been finishing up? Like the Project Miller Park concession stand, is that still going?
So, absolutely. So, Miller Park, the concession stand, restroom, storage facility, it's pretty much complete other than electrical and plumbing. And that's because we're relying on some volunteer efforts with some local plumbers to actually finish that out, do the finished plumbing, hang the fixtures, those type of things. And then an electrician, it's just working into their schedule. So just like everybody else in the community that is reliant upon contractors, the city's not really any different. They're in high demand, and it's difficult for scheduling.
Well, and especially if they're doing volunteer work.
Yes.
They have to make their money
Absolutely.
Know, in order to be able to get out there
Absolutely.
And do volunteer work.
Yeah, but but there's some – so like the concession stand area, we have really nice stainless steel countertops and shelving units. So those are all installed, and there's just those finishing touches, which will take a little bit of time. I'm hoping that it will actually be – totally completed by the end of July. It's a little later than we anticipated, but with everything COVID, there's not a whole lot of activity, planned events anyway. But I'm sure once we get it completed, we'll have to have some kind of ribbon cutting, some kind of formal dedication for that facility.
Now, I noticed in some communities, they've already opened up playgrounds, but I noticed that on Airport Road yesterday, you guys were putting up a temporary fence. Is that because you're not quite ready yet to do that, or is that coming up?
Yeah, so in phase two, the general guidance for phase two, so there's a big spreadsheet if you go to the OHA website, and it lists what kind of activities are allowed at the base level, phase one, phase two. Lane County obviously being phase two. It did say that playgrounds could be open, but the guidance from the governor's office was conflicting, meaning that you couldn't open up the playgrounds. Now, some communities, Eugene, Bend Metro, they went ahead and opened up their playgrounds. And we just got the guidance the other day. So we're moving forward. We'll be opening up the playgrounds this week.
So the guidance was it had to be more in line with OHA and the governor had to come together and be more specific about what their expectations
were. Right, right. What we didn't want to do is open them up and then find out that, we need to go and disinfect twice daily, just like the restrooms. So the restrooms that we have that are open to the public are cleaned twice a day, according to the guidance, and that was a requirement in order to have public restrooms open. So we were hoping that that would not be the same because we just don't have the manpower to do that on a continuous basis.
And I would think that would be the major issue of following what a bigger city might do because of the lack of manpower.
Correct.
Because, not that we have a lack of manpower, but we have a smaller operation.
We do. We have
in general.
Smaller staff. And typically this time of year, we usually have a number of seasonals on board. Again, seasonals have been difficult to find this time of year, so we're short staffed in just a number of man hours that we can throw at extra activities right now.
Now, something that has been planned for quite some time, in fact, prior to this whole COVID-19 mess, was the Safe Routes to School construction project, which we received a grant for. I'm guessing that even though we're not 100% sure how school is going to look in the fall, that project is now going to move forward.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And we're really excited about this. It's taken us a long time to get to this point. But we have a contractor on board. Cascade Civil Corp is the low bid contractor for the project. We'll be installing sidewalks on 26th Street, 27th Street on the north side, and doing the ADA ramps at the corners of Oak and 26th and 27th. So it's a large project. There are actually surveyors have been out doing the survey work for the contractor. So they get all their – the big thing for these projects is the ADA component and getting the correct controls in place so that they don't have to
– redo it?
Redo it.
Like they did in maybe another project that's happening locally?
Well, and that's – you know, there's a lot of factors that go into this. The tolerances are very, very tight on –
elevation and things
on
like that.
Slopes, yeah. On slopes, and when we talk about slopes, you know, typically for a ramp, it's a cross slope of, or even sidewalks themselves, cross slope of being less than 2%, and that's really hard to hit. It doesn't take much when you have forms in the ground, you put concrete in them to have them float a little bit, and so our general guidance to contractors and what contractors actually shoot for is a 1.5% cross slope. And that gives them a little bit of wiggle room, but sometimes, and ODOT is notorious for this, being very strict with the standards. So if they come out of compliance just a little bit, 2.1, 2.05, they have to be removed.
Well, I guess the idea would being if someone was in a wheelchair on a ramp and the slope was greater, it might cause them to accidentally go into traffic.
Absolutely. And yeah. It does help, you know, for you to spend that day in the life of a person in a wheelchair to really understand. For us that are fairly mobile and walking, you know, down the sidewalk, we don't notice, you know, cross slope issues. But when you're in a wheelchair, yes, that cross slope is very critical. And that's, you know, what this is all about, is making sure that everybody has equal access to sidewalks and being able to cross streets safely.
Now, did I read somewhere that there is also going to be a mid-block crosswalk?
So that's the other project that's coming up too. So that was just awarded. So that's a mid-block crossing, 25th, 26th Street on Highway 101. So, and it will be a pedestrian-activated rectangular rapid flash beacon, RRFB, just like our other
Just like the one at 30, is it
30? 30th. Yeah. We have several, 30th, mid-block. 18, 19th, mid-block.
12, 13 or somewhere, 13, 14. One of those.
15, 16.
Right at the curve there. You know.
12th Street, yeah. 7th and 8th, 2nd Street, and then Redwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that'll be another one in there. That's good for people to get across the street.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at the traffic, and that was our analysis for this project, was the school children and how they're crossing. And they're crossing in that area between 25th and 26th. To go, you know, at lunch, they're open campus and going to Taco Bell. So how do we get them across safely? There's no signal in that area. And instead of having them dart across the street, having something that's more safe and secure is.
So I got to ask, did you approach Taco Bell and maybe giving a little bit of a donation to the cause since we're helping out their business there? A little bit?
There we go. Well, sponsorship, right?
A sponsorship, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. T-Mobile Stadium, right?
Can't hurt. Taco Bell crosswalk, you know. All right, anything else you got that's in the works?
And then another big project that's coming up that's currently out to bid, we open bids in July, is Coastal Highlands. So the big stormwater project that we've been talking about for a number of years is finally at that point. It's taken a long time to get permitting because we do impact Munsell Creek, but we have all the permitting in place and the project is out to bid. We're hoping for a very successful and low bid so we can move forward with the construction. We're estimating construction costs right around $850,000.
Any information on maybe some future money from the FAA for chip seal projects? Or is that?
Well, for the airport.
For the airport.
For the airport. So we've worked on our capital improvement plan for the airport for the next 5 years. And what we're actually targeting, the pavement is actually in really good shape. It would have been a slurry seal. Not a chip seal.
Yeah.
But the pavement is actually for the runway is in good shape. We have some connector taxiways that are not so good. Those are the ones between the hangars. And that would be a future project. But our focus right now is replacement of the automated weather observation system.
Okay, cool. All right, I got one more comment for you. This is an opinion now, so don't get mad at me. On Bay Street and Maple heading eastbound, there's a real big dip in the roadway there that when your motorcycle goes in it, it kind of pulls you into the oncoming traffic. Can we get that taken care of?
We'll look at it. Sure. Absolutely. Just for you.
Mike Miller, thank you so much for being here this
You're
morning.
You're welcome.
That's our city update for this morning.